The first outbreak of coronavirus in the U.S. happened in a nursing home. And since then, outbreaks have continued to show up in facilities around the country. Vermont is no different. Our state's largest outbreaks have also been in nursing homes. The virus poses a high risk to older and chronically ill people, and it can spread quickly through facilities and exact a heavy toll. The Associated Press reports at least 3,600 people have died in nursing homes across the country. As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, outbreaks at two nursing homes in Burlington highlight how vulnerable these facilities can be to the virus.
At the beginning of April, it had been more than a month since Robin Westcott had seen her mom. They could still talk over Skype, but Westcott's mother, Coraline, has dementia.
I don't know from one day to the next on what's going to happen with her. You know, and at this point, she's not eating. And I was aware of that before, just before it went into lockdown. But they had her on Ensure, and basically she's still drinking the Ensure, but she's not eating.
Westcott's 92-year-old mother lives at Birchwood Terrace, a nursing home in Burlington. It's the site of one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in Vermont. 69 residents and staff have tested positive, and 6 residents have died.
It's been very stressful for me as far as lying awake and losing sleep, worrying.
The nursing home restricted visitor access on March 11th, 2 days before Governor Phil Scott declared a state of emergency and barred visitation at long-term care facilities statewide. Birchwood also began taking employees' temperatures prior to their shifts and was checking residents' temperatures twice a day, according to a March 16th Facebook post from Birchwood's executive director. But the virus still got in. Birchwood confirmed its first case on March 30th, and 4 days later, after discovering 13 more residents were infected, the nursing home announced it would test everyone. Deputy Health Commissioner Tracy Dolan says Birchwood asked the state to do mass testing.
An environment where it's spreading rapidly within a facility, sometimes it makes sense to test again. And a vulnerable population. Now we want to be extra sure.
In New Hampshire and Massachusetts, about half the deaths associated with COVID-19 are at long-term care facilities. The numbers are similar in Vermont. As of Thursday, about 49% of COVID-19 deaths occurred at facilities housing elderly Vermonters.
We have broadened our approach to testing.
Secretary of Human Services Mike Smith said at a recent press conference the state would now conduct universal testing at facilities that house vulnerable communities like nursing homes once a case of COVID-19 is detected. He said the state would also recommend additional mitigation strategies.
The Department of Health will be issuing guidelines for quarantining transfer of patients from, for example, a hospital to a nursing home, plus making sure that person is tested before they are moved.
In addition, the state has ramped up outreach to those facilities to ensure they have proper infection control procedures in place and enough protective gear. The deadliest outbreak of COVID-19 in the state has been at Burlington Health and Rehab. 10 residents have died, and there have been 68 cases recorded among residents and staff, according to the state health department on Friday. The first case at Burlington Health and Rehab was announced early in the crisis, on March 17th, just days after the governor declared a state of emergency. At that time, Genesis Healthcare, a national nursing home conglomerate that owns Burlington Health and Rehab, had restricted visiting across its network, according to its website. And on an earnings call the same day the first Burlington Health and Rehab case was announced, Senior Vice President of Genesis Healthcare Richard Pfeiffer outlined some measures the company would use in the event of an outbreak.
For example, residents are not leaving their room for social gatherings, for meals. Any discretionary visitors are not coming in. Even discretionary healthcare workers are not coming in.
But 7Days reports families, residents, and even some staff complained that in those early days, the facility did not respond quickly.
She was fine before this. And that's why I think we're all in shock.
Holly Barrett Willard is the niece of Betty LeBombard, a resident at Burlington Health and Rehab who died. Barrett Willard says communication from the facility was confusing and contradictory. At one point, Barrett Willard says the facility said a man with COVID-19 had been on her aunt's floor.
Then it went from, you know, there was no man that was positive on my aunt's floor to my aunt was under the weather, but she was fine.
From there, Barrett Willard says her aunt's condition rapidly declined. She says her aunt died before the COVID-19 test even came back.
And it's just sad to have lost her in this way. She had a lot of life to give.
Genesis Healthcare said in a statement it had, quote, diligently followed state and federal infection control procedures. Vermont health officials have also repeatedly said Burlington Health and Rehab has followed proper containment and mitigation strategies. Sean Londergan, the state's long-term care ombudsman, said he didn't know specifics about the situation, but he said generally his office is tracking how long-term care facilities are handling the crisis.
I am concerned that it could happen somewhere else, but I'm, you know, also feel as though that facilities and the state are trying to do as best they can to try to make sure that that doesn't happen so it doesn't get into another facility.
For nursing homes around Vermont, the outbreaks in Burlington are a stark example of how quickly the virus can spread. Ursula Margazzano is the administrator of Menig Nursing Home in Randolph. She says the 30-bed facility hasn't had any cases of COVID-19. Margazzano says, like most elder care facilities, they've adopted strict measures, including delivering meals to residents to limit gatherings in the dining hall.
I think our facility is a smaller, more traditional long-term care, so those points of exposure are less than a larger facility. But does that make you feel like you can let your guard down? I would say no, because again, I think it can happen anywhere.
Meanwhile, with no end in sight for the current crisis, it's unclear when people like Robin Westcott will be allowed to see their relatives. On Friday, Westcott got a call from Birchwood. Her mother had a fever and her blood oxygen level was extremely low.
So they were calling in hospice and I basically camped out in their parking lot waiting for them to let me go in.
Westcott says she doesn't know if her mother has COVID-19. All her tests had been negative. But at this point, Westcott says she'll risk getting the virus.
I figure I'll battle it, but I want to see my mother.
Westcott said she hoped she'd be able to get in, and then she hung up and continued to wait. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.